Blog Talk Radio.
Nebraska. Governor Jim Pillen signed LB 574 this afternoon. The measure received final approval Friday by a vote of 33-15. The law does allow exceptions for rape and incest to save the life of the mother. The 12-week abortion ban went into effect as soon as Pillen signed it today.
In the state of Nebraska, LB 574 is simply two things. It's about protecting our kids and saving babies. Pure and simple. Don't want to listen to all the other stuff that people are trying to make it out to be. It's two simple things: protecting our kids and saving our babies.
LB 574 is known as the Let Them Grow Act. It also restricts anyone under the age of 19 from having gender-altering surgeries. That part of the bill does not put restrictions on puberty blockers or hormone therapies, and this portion of the bill will go into effect October 1st. Now, the interim executive director of the ACLU of Nebraska says LB 574 is, quote, a total disregard for Nebraskans' freedom, health, and well-being. Mindy Rush Chipman says every option is on the table to undo these, quote, regressive measures, end quote. That includes going to court. Last Friday, six people were taken into custody during protests regarding Nebraska's abortion ban bill. The Nebraska State Patrol said two people were arrested in the gallery of the state legislature after they allegedly threw objects onto the chamber floor. A third person was arrested for allegedly yelling during debate, along with a fourth person who refused to leave the balcony. The final arrest came outside of the legislative chamber.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Picka. I hope everyone is doing well this evening. And once again, we are the defenders of democracy.
Yes, we're glad that everybody is here, listening, sharing. We're glad to have you. And today is Season 5, Episode 4, Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Tonight, we're going to fill in the blanks. What do the Republican Party really stand for? Are there any good Republicans left? They say they are all for small government and limited government, yet they want to control a woman's body. What's more big government than trying to mean a woman's vagina and dictate her reproductive rights? Politicians make shitty doctors and gynecologists. issues that Second Amendment, immigration, Social Security, LGBTQ rights, equal work for equal pay, the Violence Against Women's Act, the debt ceiling, the 2024 presidential elections, and so much more we will talk about tonight if we get around to it. There are many things we can cover on this eye-catching topic for tonight's show. Make sure you join us as we discuss all the hot-button issues affecting America today. Call in at 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. And please turn off all your televisions and anything with a background noise, as it is distracting to us as the host and the listeners who listen. Thanks for sharing across social media again. Follow us on Facebook, and we're also happy if you follow us on www.kitchenpolitics123.com. Cool blog articles will come up in short time. And also, we're going to have the merchandise section within 6 days or less. Be sure to share with 5 friends, and they can share with 5 friends, and they can share with 5 friends, and so on. We love the build up here as we're getting recognized, and the name recognition is out there in social media land. Okay, so we represent everything right-wing nut jobs hate about America. This is Kitchen Politics 123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. So, Lori, as you heard there, the governor of Nebraska signed into the law, the abortion bill that won't end pregnancies, is used medicine or surgery to remove the embryo or fetus and placenta from the uterus. Mm-hmm. The procedure is done by a licensed healthcare professional. So all that is going to be cut out now with this new law, Let Them Grow Act, signed by the Nebraska governor. Only in the case of incest and rape will abortion be allowed. What do you think about that draconian law? I think it's cruel. I think it's vindictive.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It is cruel. And once again, they're stepping on rights of women to make their own choices about their own bodies. As I watched him earlier this evening sign that into law, the bill, he was carrying, he had in his arms a little baby. She was maybe 3 months old, and 2 toddlers next to him, like he was some sort of a guardian angel. And, you know, saying that to protect children. Give me a break. Okay, that is so far-fetched. They don't protect anybody from anything. If anything, they harm children. That's my opinion.
Yes, and, you know, a woman, you know, it's her personal reasons why she wants an abortion. Maybe she can't afford a baby. Maybe she has more babies and don't want another one. I mean, the various reasons are out there as to why a woman may get an abortion. It could be about health issues, you know. So who are Republicans or anybody to say that, hey, you know, God say shouldn't do it, so don't have abortions. You know, who the hell are you, you know?
Yeah.
And as a caller last night was misinformed, unfortunately. He's a Christian. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. But when you try to, like, force your religion on people, you know, that's just wrong. And that's why a lot of resentment is out there now, because he's a fundamentalist, born-again, evangelical Christians. You know, really, really, really step over the line when they try to unite, you know, theology with politics. The Constitution clearly states that there should be no religion and politics mixing. If they want to do that, go to Iran. You know, don't try to force your religion on other people. It's disrespectful. It's disgusting. And we'll have it, okay? So, yeah, it's just unacceptable what these religious nut jobs doing. And it's very scary that they're in power now in the House of Representatives, making all sorts of abortion laws, even in state legislatures, the red states, that is, not, you know, disregarding what women want with their own bodies. So I hope people calling in tonight and tell us what you think about this whole, you know, Republicans trying to impede on women's rights, and should the Second Amendment Should it be updated or should it be repealed totally? You know, we're going to have problems with immigration later on down the year. Social Security, they want to cut with this debt ceiling. And Biden and Democrats saying, no, that will never happen. And if they do cut things, 122% of veterans' benefit will be cut. That's just cruel and that's wrong. Equal rights for equal pay. Why are Republicans against that? The Violence of Women Act should be renewed years ago, but Trump and Republicans, when they're in full power, refuse to do that. Why is that? You know, they hate women that much? That's a rhetorical question. I'm going to look on the presidential elections of 2024 as Tim Scott, Republican, Senator from South Carolina, announced today that he's running for the Republican nomination. And this week coming up, Governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is expected to announce his candidacy for President of the United States. Can Ron DeSantis win against Disney, or will the boycott Florida starting June 1st, will it have a big impact? So, you know, all those things. We want people calling in, tell us not what you think about, you know, the latest things happening in American politics. The number again, 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. Okay, so where shall we go from here, Lori? What's the next topic should we talk about?
Well, let's just, you know, with the debt ceiling, with America being held hostage because McCarthy is not willing to stand up to his MAGA constituents. He basically made deal with the devil, and now he's got to pay. And who is going to suffer for it? The American people will suffer. The global economy will suffer. And they're all doing this, in my eyes, for one reason, and one reason only. They're doing it because they do not want President Biden to look good or to win the election in 2024. They're sabotaging that as well. So, it makes you wonder, how much do they really care about this country and its people? They don't. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. It's all about them. Mm-hmm. It's all about their power, their fascist policies. And we, as the democracy defenders, need to talking about it and doing things about it, like they are in Florida. Florida, I think, has had enough. They are going totally against this governor in so many ways. Starting June 3rd, they're not going to have food delivered to them. They're not going to have any oranges picked, any strawberries picked. They are asking everyone in the country that supports Florida to not buy Florida orange juice or anything that's from Florida. They want to put the screws to DeSantis because what he's done to the immigrants is selfish and unfair and inhumane, because they are the ones that keep the country going, keep the state going, and many states around the country going with, you know, the grass cutting, et cetera. They do it all. They're hard workers. They are hard workers. And their employers don't pay them as much as they probably deserve to be paid, but they accept that. So it makes no sense. And I hope that Governor DeSantis thinks for this. And I also hope that Disney keeps putting the screws to him, because they're not backing down. And I'm glad. I'm very happy with that.
Yes. The thing is, though, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, he signed that bill outlawing people without immigration documents to work in construction, picking fruit, anything, you know, basically. And they're saying, the Republicans and their voters keep saying, oh, you're stealing good American jobs. You know, are you willing as an American to go out there, get your hands soiled, picking fruit, digging up, food and everything? No. Yeah. You know, construction is a real hard job, and you get real dirty and cement all over you sometimes and everything. Are Americans willing to go out there in the hot sun to build things?
No.
You know, so DeSantis doing this is real cruel and unusual. And people have their lives to live, bills to pay, taking care of the family and all, sending money back to their native homelands and taking care of family there. You know, and it's just xenophobia and hate that's pushing this. This is the last push by the far-right, ultra-MAGA Republican goons, because I know the time for the white hedge money since the start of the Republic, even before 1776, that the white man is not in control anymore. So they're scared shitless about that. So they want to put people in a place and say, you belong down there, so you stay there, know your role, shut your mouth, and enjoy what we'll give you. And that's not going to happen because we're going to fight back. June 1st, as you say, is no ban. How you go? June 1st is what again? June 1st is the hashtag.
It's no Florida. It's hashtag no Florida. And like I said, they're everyone around the country not to buy any produce, anything that's from Florida, orange juice, et cetera, that. And there's many, many things that come from Florida, we know, especially now that the weather is getting warmer here. But I have seen clips that different people have taken in Florida, and the construction sites are bare. There's no one working there. The the fields and the strawberries and the produce and the lettuce are all barren. There's maybe a couple people working there. And the one man that they did interview that was there said that it was very hard work, and he said that he wasn't going to stay working that job. And he said they asked him what they thought that job was worth, and he said a minimum of $30 an hour. So you know, they're cutting their nose off to spite their faces because of the hatred that's for immigrants. That's the sad part. And other thing, David, is when I came back, my parents were immigrants. And when they came to this country, they were so proud. And they had nothing when they came to this country. And they worked very hard. They, you know, did their respective jobs. And they worked hard, built a family, never bothered anybody. And we know that that's how this country has come to be as great as it because of the influx of all the immigrants from all around the world. And now they are villainizing them. They're you know, treating them like they're garbage. And it's not right because they are beings, just like we're human beings. They're no different. It's just that their circumstances are different. And it's so wrong to treat them like.
And it basically is economic suicide Ron DeSantis is doing for Florida. He's fighting with Disney, and that's a fight and a war he can never win. But look at this Florida immigration bill that he's signed. First of all, harsher penalties for transporting undocumented immigrants into Florida, invalid driver's license given to people who can't prove their legal status. Is this next to Germany where when a police officer stops you to check your license and registration and ask you for papers, what the hell is going on? They prohibit undocumented migrants from becoming certified lawyers. They require employers with more than 25 employees to use E-Verify, $12 million to send migrants out of Florida. So just like the governor of Texas, he's busing people into these blue states like New York and Washington, D.C., to Kamala Harris's residence and all of the blue states just to, out of spite and everything. And they require hospitals, like I said, Medicaid, to ask admitted patients for their immigration status. Now, you know, immigrants, you know, non-documented immigrants don't qualify for Medicaid. So what the hell is that about in that bill? You know, it's just a joke. It's stupid. It's ignorant.
It's, you know? It's just a power. And like I said, it's cold. It's heartless. And it makes him feel like a big man or something. I don't know what is in that man's head, but whatever is in that head is control. And I think people are starting to see it country. I really do. I think it's finally coming to a point where, you know, even if he does announce that he's running for president, he's not going to go anywhere. He has charisma.
No.
He doesn't smile. He doesn't know how to talk to people. He's rude to news reporters that ask him questions. He shouts them down. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't have the personality. And he's got this this aura about him, and he's never smiling. He's just and all of that, people see it. And, hey, you know, and also he's a fascist. That's all he is. He's nothing more than that. So
indeed. And the thing about it, it's SB 1718. That's Senate Bill 1718. Mm-hmm. And according to the state senator, Blaise Ingoglia, he's Italian-American, and he's a Florida state senator. He said that SB 1718 is meant to counter the mounting border crisis and make Florida a model for the nation on how to safeguard its residents. Florida don't have no goddamn borders. What is he talking about? Cities, people make shit up as they go, you know? And they want red states to follow suit and everything. And when red states follow suit, we know that, you know, the amount of hardships that we go on out of spite, you know. So good luck finding construction workers when another hurricane hit Florida. Because a hurricane hit Florida there, and DeSantis refused to do anything to help people, in South Florida especially. You know, so... I guess he'd be throwing them paper towels.
Yeah, well, exactly. And they had that hurricane, you know, a few months back. It's been 6 months, maybe. I've lost track. But, you know, that work is not done there. There's no way. There was so much destruction from that hurricane. That work is not done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to sit now because they were having trouble at the time even finding people to help do the repairs and the rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're really SOL, aren't they? Oh, wow.
And already people in Florida complain about high prices and inflation.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see them when they see the grocery bills because nobody picking the food or digging up the food and everything, you know. Good luck, you dumb shits.
Well, you know, this might be a wake-up call for Florida. It really might be a wake-up call. And if it is, it's a tough lesson to learn, but, you know, hopefully they'll learn something from it. So,
yeah, I doubt it very much, especially in North Florida along the Panhandle. They never learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 30-plus years now that they have a Republican governor, and they're going there without Vaseline and really give the shot to the people. But these people, especially up North Florida, keep voting these Republicans in. And thank goodness in Jacksonville, Florida, 2 weeks ago, they have a new Democratic mayor, the first woman mayor for Jacksonville, Florida, too. So I'm happy about that and everything. I'm trying hard to get her on the show. She's booked solid and understandably, but we're trying to get her on the show to talk to her for a good hour or so. Yeah, she made history. So we'll have our first caller. But remember, when you're on air, say your first name, where you're calling from. The number is 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics 123. With Dave and Laurie. And hello, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Good evening. This is Elaine from Michigan. I kind of like to jog people's memories, going back a little bit, because this is all part of the master plan of the Republicans. Back when Reagan was in, he had a little deal going with all of the businesses. He said, we should, and they did. We should open up to green card people. And what you need to do is you need to build dormitories and or apartment, small, cheap apartment complexes, and have the people work for next to nothing, and whatever they make, they will send home, have it on an automatic type thing that whatever they make is sent home to keep their relatives alive. and you just give them a place to sleep and something to eat, and they'll do fine. And they did that for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just angers me that they call people that they brought over here, they call them illegals. Those are immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people that came over here on a green card, trying to make it a little bit better for the people that for their relatives that they left, and they would be over here for 2-3 years doing this. But you know, not everybody knows this. I do, and I'm willing to tell people about it. It is very, very true. I haven't been in politics that heavy lately, so I don't know if it's still done, but I imagine it is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see the Republicans not doing it. And the other thing that angers me is that every time I talk to MAGM, I call them MAGM, maggots, they call the people that want to come over here illegals. Excuse me, they are immigrants. And 99% of my neighbors who look different, because they are different right now, they're new to this country.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have already gotten their citizenship.
Yeah.
And they'll take a picture of them and they'll throw it on social media and they'll say, this illegal voted. I'm just getting sick and tired of the lies.
The xenophobia is real.
On the deficit, if we don't pay our bill like we are supposed to, it is going to cause people that mega corporations that borrow money, and they borrow money from people all over the world, we won't be trusted, and the interest will go up. So I am wondering with the business community, I wonder if they're shaking right now. And they better not pressure the Republicans to push this for my Social Security. They better push the Republicans to do the right thing.
They're not going to. McCarthy has his marching orders, so to speak, and he is not going, he has been probably told not to bend no matter what, and he can't go back and face them. That's just how it's going to be. So I don't know what President Biden has got up his sleeve, but he better have something up his sleeve, because what they will only hurt Americans. It'll just hurt the country. And they want to give more tax breaks to the corporation, the 1%. It's bad enough they're not paying anything now. Jeff Bezos just bought another yacht. He's having one built right now. I just read it last week. $500 million for one yacht.
For a yacht?
For a yacht.
Wait.
He's just having it built.
$500 million?
Yes. I saw
a picture building
this
yacht.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he's having it built. Just had it built. $500 million.
Wow.
And you know what? He doesn't pay a penny in tax. So how do you think he got that yacht? Off of the backs of the people that work and pay taxes. Think about it for a minute. It's appalling.
$500 million.
Yes.
We pay more
$500 million dollars for a yacht.
Jesus. Wow.
And what's the problem?
Like
$50
million dollars.
Okay, let me step back a second. And it isn't so much that he doesn't, you know, okay, if he wants a $500 million yacht, more power to you. You can have two or three, whatever you want. But, geez, pay your freaking taxes. He knows. He's an intelligent man. He knows that he's not paying taxes.
And I'm done.
But they don't care. They don't care because it's benefiting them right now. It's benefiting them. And they want these tax cuts to be extended. And it's been 5 years now. 5 years of being, basically, they are the freeloaders. I'm sorry. That's what they are. They're the freeloaders, not us. Not the people that pay taxes, not the people that work every day. They're not the freeloaders. They're the freeloaders. And that's what makes me angry and upset.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not right.
$500 million. Wow, that's insane.
Lori, I missed. Who is building this yacht?
I don't know. I don't know who is building it, Elaine. It didn't say.
Okay.
They just had a picture of it, and they said this is his newest yacht, and it's $500 million. Unbelievable. But like I said, more
cost that much.
Huh?
I said, I don't think the cruise ships cost that much.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
I know who.
It's
the $500 million yacht.
Mm-hmm.
It's 417 feet long, and the yacht is being made by Koru,
mm-hmm.
K-O-R-U.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Whoever that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
that's insane.
It looks like a cruise ship. I thought it was a cruise ship, to be honest. But when I saw the picture, I'm like, is that a cruise ship? Oh, no, that's his new yacht. But like I said, you know, if you want to have a yacht like that, that's great. But pay your taxes. Pay what you're supposed to pay with the money that you're making. Put something back into the country. Give a crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, my question is about Jeff Bezos' yacht. Will he have a small yacht in there so he can like jump out and sunbathe and whatever in that small yacht? You know, whenever like he's out there in the Mediterranean or wherever, you know. if you don't make a joke out of this, you know, you go crazy. You know, because that's what these rich people do. Have a big ass yacht, have a small yacht in there, and you just pull out a small yacht and sunbathe and have parties on a smaller yacht. And smaller yachts, we're talking like a good, you know, 100-foot yacht, which is huge, but good Lord, 500 million. What can you do with 500 million? You know, feed at least 10 generations from now.
Feed a lot of people.
Getting back to the deficit. We should, maybe we should be hounding the representatives on both sides of the aisle that they either pay what they're supposed to pay, they meet the obligation, or they give up all their perks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. One of them up there that is sleeping on the street or is one paycheck to being on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got their perks are too damn good. My God. How much more can we give them? They screw us and we give them perks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part. You know, we're paying their wages, their health care. You know, they sit there and talk about urination in Washington, D.C., you know, and all these stupid things that they bring up on a daily basis that has nothing to do with the good of the country. And they're getting paid good freaking money to talk stupid shit. That's the only thing I can say about it. It makes no sense. And they're doing it on purpose. It is just to keep, they are just buying time because they think that they're going to win back everything in 2024. And little do they know it's not going to happen. That's what we have to mind both as well.
I got a little history lesson for the people that are listening out there that have voted Republican. Talk to the older people around you. Find out when the women that you know, the grandmothers and the great aunts, when they were allowed to have a charge card. It wasn't until the 90s. We were not allowed to have a charge card on our own name.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's little things like that. Now look what they've done. They've taken away from us health care for our own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of reasons that you need medical procedures, and it's not just an abortion. Those are medical procedures for other reasons.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think we've got to start talking the true facts. Lay it out. Maybe it takes a little bit longer to say it. But there are medical reasons other than taking out a fetus that a person needs an abortion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are.
Now, when you have a miscarriage,
yeah.
I understand that these legislators don't believe that a woman can have a miscarriage, and if she goes in and gets what they call a DNC, She's going mm-hmm. to be prosecuted for having an abortion?
Yes, one woman mm-hmm. died because of that. Yes. And I can't. Mm-hmm. I think it was in North Carolina, South Carolina. And there's a lawsuit going on. I wish I would have remembered. I would have pulled up the article. But, yes, a DNC, I mean, if you have, you know, if you need a DNC, if you don't have a DNC, if you've lost your baby, if your baby dies and you don't have a DNC, you can go septic. You can be poisoned and die. And because the baby is rotting basically inside of you, that's what's happening. And so you can die from it. It's a medical condition. So, yeah, if you have a miscarriage, that's what happens. So you need mm-hmm. to have that medical procedure. It's a need. And who are these people to tell women that they can't have what they need to save their own lives? I mean, seriously, who are they to tell women that, no, you have to have that baby no matter what? I don't care if you were raped. I don't care if it was incest. You're going to have that baby. And who's going to take care of that baby? You know, think about the long run of this child. You know, especially a woman that was raped or incest, which is just horrible. I don't know which is worse, but they're both bad. And forced to carry that child knowing that that child is from an incest or from incest or from rape, which neither one you would ever want to carry a baby for that, honestly and truly. And then that poor child, if it's forced to be born, is it going to be loved by the mother, or is that just going to be something that when the mother looks at the baby and thinks about her trauma that she went through? You know, I mean, do they think in the long run what can happen? No, they say just give it up for adoption. Right, just give it up for adoption. So the poor baby can be in foster homes for 18 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's why on the news every night they have a child that's a young child, I shouldn't say child, a young adult almost, that's just about ready to be fostered out into society, turning 18 mm-hmm. years old, asking for someone to adopt them.
Yes.
That's cruel mm-hmm. and unusual punishment.
Yep.
At 18, here is the door. There is the world. You are on your own. That mm-hmm. is cruel and horrible punishment for being born. I mean, these
yeah.
Republicans, they do not have any kind of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
That is horrible.
Yeah, let us talk a good game, but when a baby is born, you're on your own and they don't care. So we'll have a call coming in from the Commonwealth of Virginia. I think this is Khalil calling in. And happy birthday, mm-hmm. by the way, Elaine. Khalil
yeah,
from West Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Hello. Khalil, are you there? Hello? Oh, it's not Khalil. It's 434 error code. Hello, welcome to the show. Yes, you're live on air. Hello, say something. Don't be shy. Caller, you're on. Okay, I guess the caller don't want to say anything.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hey. I feel the same way you guys do, and also as far as like society, we talk a good game about rights and responsibilities, but
mm-hmm.
like as far as you being 18, you can't drink until you're 21. You can't. Vote until you're 18. You can't do all this stuff, but you can get pushed out of a place at 18. You can go and, you know, you can marry someone underage, and it's like, not only that, but it's like, you know, with all these other things, it's like you can't do all these things, and society only sees rights with responsibility as a one-way street. Not everybody, but society does as a whole. To where we don't even talk about the responsibilities and the rights. We just talk about the rights and responsibilities. And it's
mm-hmm.
something that needs to be addressed. You know, because, like, people just see it as a one-way street. It's like, you know,
right.
you want someone to have rights and responsibility, but you also want someone to have responsibility with rights. And it's the same thing with the disabled. You're disabled enough. You're not disabled enough to not go to jail, but you're disabled enough to go to not have the rights. Because basically, like, the Republicans are like that, too. A lot of Republicans are like that. You know, they see you as equal when you do something wrong or when it comes to other things, but when it comes to getting the rights, they don't see you. And the problem with society, like I said, is we only talk about the rights with the responsibilities part. That's the only thing we talk about. And I agree that we should have rights with responsibilities, but I don't agree that it should come from the mouths of people who want to give people a bunch of responsibilities with little or no rights. And
I agree.
Also, in Virginia, you know, North Virginia is traditionally blue, and the rest of the state is, you know, red, or most of them have switched red and everything. Do you think in 2024 that Joe Biden and Democrats will do good in your state?
Because it's like switching around. The whole state is switching around. Also, I think that when we need to do, like what she said about the whole healthcare thing, we need to do that with the people who oppose gun control. Because like I said, like I was saying, people who oppose gun control, they don't want to see their own hypocrisy. But they want to call someone else one for firing a gun in a movie that's not even real round. And then whenever someone talks about officers outgunned, like I was saying before, there's always some type of deflection at that. There's people talking to people like they're dumb and saying, well, if we ban guns, only the criminals will have them. It's like, that's fine and dandy if you believe that, but you don't need to just have a tunnel vision and then just take whatever you want to hear. It's like, you know, I hope I don't sound cruel, but the people who do that when there's talk about cops out guns or when there's talk about people who want gun control when it's actually racist, people like that, I kind of wonder if they're really considerate, very caring, good people. Because to me, a good person would not, when there's talk about cops out guns or talk about people wanting gun control when it's actually racist, the thing to do would not, the thing to actually do if you actually don't want your rights violated is to be, you know, it's just to not, you know, have tunnel vision and bring up, well, if we ban guns. To me, people who do that, they're very, I hope I don't sound cruel, but to me they sound like they're not very caring people.
You're absolutely right.
So going into 2024 in Virginia politics, how do you think the investigation into Donald Trump will play out? If he's a Republican nominee, do you think he'll get enough votes to win the state? Or do you guys in Virginia suffer from a Trump fatigue syndrome where you just want him gone already?
I don't think he's going to win ever again because of all the stuff he's done. And most people do not support Trump. I don't support Trump. You know, I don't support him at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Could gaslight a country the way he did.
Yeah.
It is just boggling to think about.
Yeah.
He really did gaslight this country. In a good way. Not in a good way.
Oh,
he brought out all the ugly and the evil, and it's all surfaced. Right. It's all surfaced.
Yeah. Well, did you hear about what happened in D.C.? And not too long.
No.
I mean, back in '94, it had to do with like gun violence.
No.
Yeah. What happened?
This guy, huh? This guy.
What
his name's Francisco Martin Duran. He tried to commit assassination in D.C. And basically, it's not long when I was there. He tried to do it. And basically, a bunch of people stopped him. I don't think the civilians were armed, but I think that the people who were armed were military and police, even the ones that were off duty. And basically, he didn't succeed, which was good. He didn't succeed. And he had an SKS. And basically, that's what happened. And even the Secret Service was very careful not to fire a shot until the all clear was there, because there was a lot of innocent civilians down there.
So what's the mood like in Virginia now? Is there a polar, like, what's that, the word I'm looking for? Is there a polarization between red and blue, you know?
Yeah.
How deep is the polarization?
Yeah, it's a polarization of red and blue, and I'm hoping that if it's not blue, I'm hoping it's at least a libertarian Democrat, because I can deal with libertarian Democrats better than I can deal with right-wing Republicans. I mean, libertarian Republicans and right-wing Republicans. Because we know where they're coming from. I know where, at least like when people like, what's his name, Jesse Ventura and Adam Kokesh, at least when they oppose gun control, they support the responsibilities with it, and they support other parts of the Constitution too, you know. Like, they don't just, they're not all of a sudden, they're not pro-gun, but then anti-abortion or anti-immigration, anti-illegal immigration to where, and I say anti-illegal immigration to where they don't even support giving these people a chance. They're not, and they talk about the responsibilities of having these guns. They're not, you know, like I said, they're not one of these people that just wants guns, but no responsibility with it.
Right.
So I just hope that we get a libertarian if we get a Republican. And like I said, and not only that, you don't see them talking about Lincoln and all that stuff. That's another thing. They don't talk about Lincoln and then turn around and deny what we go through. Another thing about the right-wing Republicans that burns me up, they want to talk about black-on-black crime and Lincoln and all this other stuff that's supposedly hurtful. But when it comes to actually supporting us, to actually support things that actually help us, they don't actually support it.
No, they don't.
Let us talk a good game, but when, action, time for action, nothing happens. Typical right-wing Republican lunacy.
And I can get along, like I said, I can get along more with a libertarian Republican and a right-winger, because I know where they're coming from. I know where libertarians are coming from. And I'm not trying to speak for all libertarians, but I don't believe he's an actual libertarian, because if he was, he would actually not just support he would not just support the right to bear arms, he would support other people's rights as well. And he wouldn't be one of these people that doesn't support police officers' right to carry the same amount of firepower and then turn around and blame Black Lives Matter for what happened in Dallas.
In Dallas, right.
So I was so angry, because not only was he double speaking on the guns, but he was double speaking on black-on-black crime. I mean, double speaking on what the Democrats have done to the African Americans. And after what he said about Charlottesville, that was just the last straw. I said, I can't mess with you no more.
So your current governor, I think he's a Republican. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate his stewardship as governor of your state?
Which one?
The one who was recently elected. His name is, God, what's his name? God, I don't remember. My computer screen just went blank and everything. And it's trying to reboot. I had his name up here just a minute ago. The current governor, whoever he is, he's a Trump Republican, a MAGA Republican.
I don't know.
The governor,
somebody was going to say something.
No, I was just asking. I said, what were you asking, David?
How would he rate his current governor, a MAGA Republican in Virginia?
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
Not good.
But, you know, having technical difficulties on my end.
Oh.
Yeah.
If he's one of those, I won't rate him that good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. All right, Khalil, thanks for calling in, man. We really appreciate it.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Khalil. Take care.
And that was Khalil in the state of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Oh, yes, and Elaine, before I forget, we should have done it in the last show, but happy belated birthday. 29 years mm-hmm. young again. Uh-huh. So, you know, I hope your day was beautiful and special. And what, you went to Detroit and had fun? What you did for your birthday?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was...
Yes, ma'am.
On the lighter side... we had quite a little festival going on in Eastern Market. They once a year they have a big flower mm-hmm. sale. But the highlight of my little trip was a little street band, which consisted of three trombone players mm-hmm. and two tubas. And these mm-hmm. young fellows were doing an awesome job, and they were out there. Entertaining the people buying all the flowers and vegetables. So it, just people are planning for, you know, I guess there's good things that happen with the pandemic. A lot mm-hmm. of people learn that a backyard garden, it tastes awful good, and it sure helps mm-hmm. on the budget.
Yeah. Very true.
On a lighter
note. Governor. Mm-hmm. The governor's name is Glenn Youngkin. He is a Trump Republican, a MAGA Republican in Virginia. Yeah, so I have another call coming in. He just got elected. So that would be foolish of him. So when you call in, folks, remember, when you call in, the number is 515-605-9802. Say first name, where you're calling from, and all that good stuff. Let's have some fun here. Hey, mm-hmm. hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking tonight? Hello, caller. Welcome. You're on the air.
There's someone else besides me on. It's Susan. How you doing?
Susan. Oh, hello, Susan. Yes,
I'm doing
from
good.
North Carolina.
Happy birthday, Wayne.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a call from Ohio, North Carolina, Nebraska, but I guess they all hung up. Yeah.
Sorry, I heard a voice, that's why I didn't want to interfere.
Oh, yeah, that was me talking. That was me. Yes, ma'am. So what's up in your side of Michigan?
Well, you know, your topic, Republicans do better than Democrats. What do? They do nothing. What did they, mm-hmm. they voted against the infrastructure. They, I don't understand how they can hold up the debt, you know, the debt ceiling. Doesn't that hurt their businesses mm-hmm. that back them? And then even, you know, if they do that, they have to also not write checks to the Republican Congress, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of just the poor guy that works and the cops and the... all the people that work at IRS and all that stuff and the military mm-hmm. that they want to cut off their pay. And you mean that mm-hmm. everybody's not going to be pissed off at the GOP if they don't pass that? It doesn't make
you
feel
bad. The last government shutdown, it really hurt them. I think Newt Gingrich was speaking and everything, and it hurt them bad. But unfortunately, is that people have short-term memories where Republicans screw them over the debt ceiling and they're still voting in Republicans, you know, so it's up to people to get fed up enough, they'll vote them out, you know, and it's all well and good that if it crashes because of the debt ceiling and no agreement coming in, it's going to affect the whole world, you know, and Republicans are that selfish. In that, you know, they'll say,
they
want to screw over Democrats.
They're ignorant. They're really ignorant mm-hmm. because this doesn't mm-hmm. make any mm-hmm. sense for anybody. It doesn't do mm-hmm. any good. And then the first thing they said, we got to make cuts 25% off the top. Yeah, but then they don't want to cut Trump's tax break of how many trillion to the corporations and everything. And they
$2 trillion.
Yeah. They're making money like crazy. I know Biden wants to do something about the gas prices still because they're making record profits and screwing over the public. you know, the poor truck drivers and everything. It costs them a ton of money to ship things and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's okay. Let the oil barons keep all the money, not to mention mm-hmm. the pharmaceuticals that's on my hit list always. They need to control the prices. Why is the same drugs they ship to Canada, Europe, and Mexico a hell of a lot cheaper than what we pay? Why? Because they can. They bought and paid the Congress, bought and paid for them.
It's all about money. It's just revolving door of insanity, you know.
It is. You wanna it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you want to do a little comparison, Democrat-Republican comparison?
Sure, definitely. Yeah, so the comparison examines the differences between the policies and political positions of the Democrats and the Republicans on major issues, such as taxes, the role of government, entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, and also those as entitlements, gun control, immigration, health care, abortion, environmental policy and regulation. These two parties dominate American political landscape but differ greatly in philosophical ideas. And Democrats, the lean left and liberal and progressive, Republicans, conservative, the lean right, and a little bit fascistic. So let's look at economic ideas now. Tell me what the Republicans are for, Lori.
Well, they believe that taxes shouldn't be increased for anyone, including the wealthy, and that wages should be set by the free market. So, in other words, wages would probably be $6, $7 an hour. And, you know, you can work 500 hours a week. We don't care, you know, as long as we're making our money. And then the Democrats are, you know, they are for minimum wage, progressive taxation, higher tax rates for higher income brackets, which makes more sense, right?
A little more.
You know, but it's actually the opposite of this country. You're a billionaire or, you know, or a big corporation, you pay zero. You're a middle-class person, you pay more than a billionaire. It makes no sense. It's upside down. And let's go to the socialist
billionaires,
human. Go ahead, David.
Billionaires pay nothing. Billionaires pay nothing. And for social and human ideas, Republicans base that fear on individual rights and justice, you know, compared to Democrats who base it on community and social responsibility, the collective. It does take a village to raise a child, for example, but Republicans base on individuality, you know, individual rights and justice. And it depends on how much money you have to basically.
Yeah, because I look at that as me, me, me. It's all about me, 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 me. How I see that. And
I will
thank
Ronald Reagan for that when he came in 1981. You know, it was the me generation, basically. Yeah, he really, you know, messed up everything. The Republicans claim that they're pro-military, but with this budget they're offering, there'll be a 122% cut in veterans assistance. Veterans, or 22%, I'm sorry, 22%. Cut in veterans' benefits. And these veterans, some of them give their limbs. The fought, tooth and nail, blood, sweat, and tears from America, only to come back with no job, no house, you know, indebted, you know, maybe have a family to support and everything. Record numbers committing suicide and all, but yet the Republicans want to cut their benefits by 22%. And remember, the Republicans say, you know, they want to increase in military spending, to take care of veterans. But again, it's just like idle talk by Republicans that don't mean what they say. Compared to Democrats who, you know, they want a decrease in military spending from year in, year out, the fiscal budget, it keep rising to trillions of dollars in these in military spending. Some of these things that are building, not even necessary. You know, and why is it that the United States military, when you combine the top 16 countries, wealthiest countries in the world, will outrank them in military spending? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a military, but the spending is out of control and the waste is astronomical, you know, and let's keep feeding the military industrial complex. And, you know, that's a thing that America has been going on since the Spanish-American War, where, you know, we'll feed wars. And that's how, you know, we become the world police. We're all over the place and not taking care of things at home, but we're abroad, trying to, like, destabilize governments, put in our own puppet governments, being a policeman for the world. We don't need that anymore.
You're right about the cost, David. Yesterday, God, my memory was not great yesterday, but there was a thing on the news that manufacturers of military equipment, mm-hmm. jets, planes, tanks, and all that crap, they used to mm-hmm. have at least 20 different companies, and they, mm-hmm. the government in their wisdom said, oh, let's merge them down to five major, mm-hmm. you know, like Boeing and, you know, Lockheed and those different guys. And they are jacking up the price for everything. Everything is like 10, 20 times more than what they said they were going to spend. Plus, mm-hmm. they don't give the parts to the military to upkeep those equipment because, you know, mm-hmm. then they'd fix it and keep on using it. And it is a real disgrace, and it's people don't know about this. And they're just throwing the military over. And you know, when a general gets out of the military, where does he go? To the manufacturers of all the military equipment. And lobbying mm-hmm. for Congress. So, mm-hmm. you know,
exactly.
that's a big scam right there.
It sure mm-hmm. is.
I mean, we're talking billions and trillions of dollars.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you, the
other big scam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you soon make your point, Elaine, but United States in 2023 fiscal year spent $877 billion in military spending. The closest rival is the People's Republic of China, which is $292 billion. Third, Russia, $86 billion. And India in fourth place with $81 billion. Now tell me, $877 billion. Is that necessary?
I know.
And a Cold War is not even happening? But Elaine,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to bring up, not to change the subject, but we still haven't gotten a minimum wage, and yet all of the businesses have created little monopolies. You'll notice that your major grocery stores are getting less and less and less. They're becoming, you know, maybe two or three in town, and you don't have the competition between the grocery stores and other businesses, and yet the minimum wage is still, it's not there at $15 an hour, but they formed all these little tiny monopolies, and they have really raised the prices on everything. In other words,
mm-hmm.
the businesses have created the inflation.
Of course mm-hmm. they have.
That is right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one thing. Mergers and monopolies have got to stop.
Yep.
I know Biden said he wants to do something about it. Like meat packers, remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Having children clean up the guts and blood and work at night and they fall asleep at school and then their parents are working during the day chopping up the meat and working for less than minimum wage because they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because in
that
Arkansas
particular
recently.
State passed the law, and it's got very
mm-hmm.
young people working at night.
Yep.
And then there was
another
state, I think
it was Iowa,
that
Arkansas.
Passed the law that children as young as 16 and 17 years old can work at bars and serve liquor at night. Give me a break.
Yeah,
what are we going
Nebraska.
Back?
It was Nebraska. It was Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah, it was Nebraska and Arkansas.
Oh, I know
Arkansas,
it was one of those places out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nebraska and Arkansas leading the way in child labor laws being overridden and having new laws pertaining to that.
If I could be president for a day, the first thing I would do is I would eliminate lobbies.
Mm-hmm,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. We all.
I know. They run the country. They got,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you said, they come into the Congress poor, right? Maybe $100,000 or something. And when they leave, they were multimillionaires. Why?
A perfect example of that, ladies, is what's her name? Borbert, Lauren Borbert. She came in, broke as a joke, and now in her second term, she's worth $41 million and growing. Marjorie Tyler Greene, the same thing. Why is that? Why is that possible in 1984 when Mitch McConnell came in as a U.S. Senator representing Kentucky? He was broke as hell. No, he's the second richest person in the United States, the entire United States Congress. You know, so there's no guideline, or there are guidelines, but of course, you know, they have the many loopholes that you can. Yeah, they go through different loopholes.
Insider information.
Thomas is another one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, next thing, the difference between Democrats and Republicans. The stance on gay marriage and LGBTQ rights. Most Republicans oppose it, gay marriage and LGBTQ rights. Some in the Republican Party disagree, and the opposite is true of Democrats that support gay marriage and LGBTQ rights. And some, like the Blue Dog Democrats in the southern states, disagree with gay rights and LGBTQ marriage. Yeah, you know, what do you think about that? Starting with Laurie, you think Republicans will eventually evolve?
No. They haven't evolved now. It's 2023. Do you think that they're going to change their minds? No, I do not believe that they will evolve with the rest of the country. You know, they're, you know, just like the caller we had last night, you know, the conservative, they say they're a conservative Christian. I just kind of have this anger that fumes up in me because it's so ridiculous. Those two words are ridiculous. What do they conserve? They don't conserve anything. And if you're a Christian, you're supposed to be tolerant of everybody and love everybody and be kind, but they're not. They're the opposite. So, you know, they basically want to tell women, like I said, you know, the abortion rights and everything else. And that's just not right. It's just wrong. And you can't use as to make you feel like you're a better person. It just doesn't work like that. You have to work to be a good person.
I don't know.
Susan,
you know, that's such
thoughts?
A small part of the population, and it isn't anything you can avoid. Your brain is just wired that way. It's always been that way since the beginning of man. I don't know why they're so offended or crazy about it. They think they're going to catch it or something. I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. And they don't bother anybody. I don't give a crap what somebody does in their own house. They don't bother me. It shouldn't be any of anybody's business. They don't hurt anybody. And you see, they're very, very smart people. The few that I know. They're brilliant. But, you know, I don't know why they're so paranoid about it. Why are you worried about this? I mean, are you a closet gay? You don't want people to know because you can yell about it or something? I don't get it.
Well, according to Republicans, they're saying that, you know, gays, especially the drag queens who read stories to children, trying to groom them, which is just nonsense, a bunch of malarkey, you know?
Just like the preachers in the Christian church grooms those kids.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. When Ted Haggard, for example, the religious right nut job, Ted Haggard, he smoked crack, had illicit homosexual relationships with his drug dealer and a couple other men. And, you know, look at Jerry Falwell Jr. He was a swinger with his wife and a pool boy. I mean, different examples. Just recently, the state senator in Texas, I can't remember his name just now. I mentioned his name on the show. Yep. He had to resign because he groomed a 19-year-old intern and had sex with her many times in his office, in different hotels, and what have you. You know, so the Republicans tend to project, you know, blame the other side for what I'm doing. And make it look like, oh, Democrats are evil, you know? don't want to, you know, groom children, don't want to turn them gay and what have you. I mean, you know, I mean, and if you're in a red state and you can't sit through this right now, then I don't know what to say to you, really, because Republicans, you know, they said, do as I say, but not as I do. And yet still, when there's receipts for it, like when Matt Gaetz raping my forehead, you know, carry women or young girls under 18 across state lines and gave them gifts and pay for the school fees and what have you. The receipts were there. Why is he still in Congress? Why? You know, if a Democrat did that, the Democrat did less. You know, for example, Al Franken, former U.S. Senator of Minnesota, he did less than that. Mm-hmm. It was a planned skit. But this woman who did the skit with said, oh, geez, you're sexually harassing me. You know,
one time on one thing, and he got canned. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Green and Bobart and all them other idiots like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. They should be out of office.
Yeah, but you know what really pissed me off?
You know, the gays and all that and grooming, how many priests, how many ministers, how many kids are screwed up because of that in the name of religion? Yeah, that's horseshit.
And to wrap up my point with Al Franken, what really pissed me off basically is that Democrats in the Senate didn't back him. They knew the full story that it was like a skit and what have you. And Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, Amy Klobuchar, his fellow senator from Minnesota, and others, you know, pressured him to resign. And this is why we can have nice things in the Democratic Party, because people like those who are up for re-election in 2024 you know, that try to be like Republican light, you know, and Tennessee, the Tennessee House that voted to expel the three members, the Democrats, the two black guys, and the white lady, you know, they were covering up for their fellow Republican who did the same thing, you know, grooming young women who are in their teens, some of them under 18, you know, until it came to light and the members had to resign. The Republican leader himself in the Tennessee chamber had to resign about two, 3 days ago. So Republicans stick up for each other, even though they're the bullshit and wrong. And Democrats, because of, you know, wanting to please everybody, say, oh, yes, you got to go, Al Franken. You know, it's just annoying. Democrats should, like, grow up your balls, pick up for the person, and fight these Republicans. When they bring a knife, you bring a gun. You know, when they hurt one of us, we'll put them in the political morgue. This is politics. It's not a game. It's not a joke. You know, and this thing about, when they go low, we go high. Those days are over. You know, Bill Clinton, so now those days are gone. Exactly.
Those days are absolutely gone.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. So the next thing is the abortion stance. Democrats believe that abortion should remain legal and they supported Roe versus Wade. Republicans on the opposite end that abortion should not be legal, with some exceptions to rape and incest, and opposed Roe versus Wade. And Senator, the guy from Missouri, Senator Josh Hawley, his wife is one of those constitutional lawyers. Tell her, do you know anything about this woman, this crazy, vile woman?
No.
I'm just hearing about her.
Yeah, she is a lawyer. I'm going to look her up because there is something about her. Trying to remember her.
One more thing about the GOP and abortion. Mm-hmm. Why don't they give free contraception to everyone? They won't do that, though, will they?
No, because they're saying it's encouraging sex. No, it's encouraging sex with teenagers. It's encouraging sex with teenagers in high school. They want to teach sex education, you know? I mean, they live in an alternate universe, you know? Say that again, Laurie.
I'm sending it to you right now about her. Her name is...
Just read it on air.
Okay. She is... Erin Morrill Hawley is leading the charge to ban abortion medication. She's also Josh Hawley's wife. Reproductive rights activists are raising scrutiny over attorney Aaron Hawley's role in the suit against the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone. The Texas federal judge overseeing the lawsuit made a past donation to her husband's campaign.
So the judge did?
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
A Texas federal judge deliberates his decision in a high-profile case that could impose a nationwide ban on a legal abortion drug. Reproductive rights activists are now raising scrutiny about a member of the plaintiff's legal team, Aaron Morrow Hawley, an attorney and the wife of the Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. The case, which is playing out in a courtroom in rural Texas, could have the most far-reaching ramifications on abortion access in the United States since the fall of Roe versus Wade. Should the judge, Matthew Kaczmarek, rule in favor of the plaintiff's case, it would issue... One second, it just disappeared on...
So why does Aaron Hawley hate women that much?
I don't know.
You know, she is living a cush life, making money, and her husband is a U.S. senator, having free health care and what have you, free perks. You know, she don't understand what regular woman go through, whether you're black, white, Jewish, Italian, whatever. You know, but yet still, she lived a privileged life and trying to, like, put the screws to women who need help, you know?
To be clear, this isn't any different than what it was 50 years ago. If you had money, you got an abortion. If you had money, you took a trip overseas. You went chubby and you came back slim, and everybody knew that you had an abortion. That's exactly what's going on now.
Exactly.
I had a relative that did that and went to Japan to get an abortion. That's exactly what's going on now. The privileged women are going around saying that they're holier than thou. And when the chips are down, they're going to take a trip and they're going to have an abortion. And they're going to have a legal one.
And if
their
daughter gets raped or uncle gets her pregnant, don't worry. They'll be on the plane somewhere to get an abortion. It's horseshit.
And I'm not buying this bullshit that women have it for convenience. They do not have it for convenience. I would say that it's a minute percentage of women that have it for convenience. That's the biggest that's the biggest lie and the biggest bullshit that's come down the tube.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
and
on
whether the ban raw. One more point on this. Whether the ban raw. Abortions will still be there, you know, and, you know, hopefully the woman will use coat hangers for abortions because, God forbid, in their state, you can go to jail and the doctor could be jailed for giving an abortion, you know, and there's no thing in it that say when a baby is born or 9 months and due, a woman have an abortion. That's nonsense. Republicans, you know, drag things out of the ass and say nonsense like this and just to scare people. And it seems to be working. Yeah. But going right along. Yes, Lori.
Okay, so I'm just going to two more paragraphs because it's interesting. They are partners in this crusade. A reproductive rights advocate said of Josh and Aaron Hawley in an interview with Vanity Fair, noting the congressman's conservative record on abortion in the Senate and his wife's work to ban abortion and limit access through litigation. Their political partnership shows how coordinated the anti-abortion movement is, working at all levels of government to take away access, even after we lost the fundamental right to abortion. Hawley's involvement in the conservative legal causes is well documented. As the Kansas City Star reported, she serves as a senior counsel at the ADF, which was involved in the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization case that ultimately led to the fall of Roe versus Wade. Indeed, as the newspaper noted, Holly's appearance at the Georgetown Law earlier this month, an event titled After Dobbs, drew criticism from student groups and reproductive rights activists. The fact that the wife of the senator is involved in a high-profile lawsuit is not necessarily noteworthy on its face, but notably before his ascension in the federal bench, Kaczmarek, a Trump-appointed judge, donated $500 to Josh Hawley in 2018, according to the data from Open Secrets. Taken in whole, Judge Kaczmarek's donor history paints a picture of an individual active in supporting conservative politicians and causes with political donations also made to Senators John Cornyn, Ted Cruz, and Governor Greg Abbott. So there you go. So they're all
just like the Supreme Court, eh?
Yeah, just like exactly. Absolutely. So they're all in cahoots with each other. You know, Josh Hawley, his wife, the other judge that's hearing the case, you know, for the abortion pill.
And who does this hurt? The regular people. Just like Hitler and Mussolini and the fascists.
Yes.
They wanted to control the people. That's all it was, for power and money and screw the people. And that's what's happening here, and it scares the crap out of me.
I don't understand why she would – I mean, I guess I'm trying to think, why would she take that position? For what reason? What does she have to gain from, you know, wanting that pill gone, the abortion pill? What does she gain from that? I mean, I don't understand what
the
motive.
All the money.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
The money.
She's probably getting paid off by the far right, those fascist neo-Nazis that are in the government. She wants more power.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There has to be a reason, you know, that she's going to these lengths, you know, to hurt people, because this is going to hurt women. It truly is. I don't understand how you can have that on your conscience and live it.
Does she have any kids?
I don't know if they have children. I have no clue.
You know what? The article would say it if she did.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny, these women that don't have any kids or only have one kid do a lot of yada, yada, yada about abortion?
Yeah, it just
doesn't that strike you strange? Strikes me strange.
Yeah,
I used to, at
a Catholic school my kids went to, there was this poor lady that walked around like in a daze. Her husband would come home at night, drunker than a skunk, and rape her. She had 7 kids, and she was a good Catholic, so she didn't have any abortions. But you could see the woman was a zombie walking around with all these little kids and, you know, having that drunk for a husband. And everybody knew it, but heaven forbid if she got an abortion because she's a good Catholic.
You know, we keep the Second Amendment, they keep the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment. Well, what about the amendment that says the separation of church and state?
Exactly.
I don't care how conservative you are. You keep your conservative views in your house, in your bedroom. If you don't want to like gay people, fine. You just keep it in your house and in your church or in your temple or whatever. But don't you push your views on me or anybody else.
That's how our country was started, separation of church and state. They didn't want the English church to control them, so they took off, went across the ocean, and came here and started a new country. And that was the first thing on the Constitution.
Yep.
And the Second Amendment with the guns was because they had to have a militia against the British, and they had muzzle loaders, for Christ's sake. If you want a muzzle loader, you can have it, but you don't need a machine gun. That's not the Second Amendment.
they keep on saying, oh, our forefathers said this. Yeah, well, they had muzzleloaders. They didn't have AK-47s or whatever they are.
Absolutely.
And they needed Dawn to have a shootout. It was proven that those pistols weren't accurate. 99% of the time, they never shot one another. I don't forgot what it's called, where you mark so many faces off, you shoot.
Duels when they shot each other. You go back to back and walk. Yeah. Yeah, and that's all they had to go hunting with. I mean, they weren't that accurate. And then you had to stop and load another one. Your deer is gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. So the other thing, though, that stands in death penalty. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that we asked, we were asked if Josh Hawley has, if they have any children, and yes, they have 3 children. I looked it up.
Oh,
mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Figure that out.
Okay, good for her.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
That's
David.
My attitude. Good for her. She's got 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The lady, you know what? I'm getting to the point now that if I was in her company, I'd say, well, how come you don't have 6? What did you do in the meantime? Since you had 3, how come you don't have 6? They're getting mean-spirited, and I'm going to start talking to them exactly how they talk to me.
Yep.
I think last night I got a little ticked. I got a little ticked. That caller was uncontrollable. Uncontrollable.
Yeah.
You would say it's black, and he would say it's green.
Oh yeah.
And he talked a game, and then he threw the insults. No. No more.
Yeah.
No more, Miss Nice Guy. You're right, David. No more. We go high. And they go low. You're gonna take. You're gonna piss me off, or I'm gonna piss you back.
You go, girl.
Don't you think it's time for it?
I know.
Yeah.
The Democrats are too polite. They don't say enough. All the good things Biden and the Democrats are doing. They don't talk about it. What the hell? It's not in the news. All you hear is, they want to hold up our government with a debt ceiling and blah, blah, blah. You know, they don't say, you know what will happen if the Republicans have their way? You will not get, you'll get half of your Social Security and Medicare. And, and if they hold up the debt, you're not going to get a paycheck. And the military isn't going to be paid. Cops aren't going to be paid. All the people working in Washington aren't going to be paid, except the Congress. And, you know, do they realize this? They got to beat the bushes and tell them. How can
if
people
they don't settle that debt ceiling, our interest rates are going to be so high, and it's going to be passed down to us little people.
It's high now. I feel bad for the kids that have to buy a house. In a car.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell can they afford it? And how come rent is ridiculous? I have a friend that's got a crappy trailer, mobile homes, single, 2 bedrooms and a bathroom, $1,600 a month.
I know, that's insane.
That's insane. And it's in a crappy court, park, too, over here. There's no room. They're one on top of another, and they're not even landscaped good or anything. And that's all she could find. There's nothing. Up here we have the rich people building their big houses by the lake and stuff, and there's nothing. They can't find – we can't get teachers because they can't afford the frickin' houses.
Mm-hmm.
And nurses and people like that because, you know, you got the rich in – come in and they can, you know, they jack up the price for everything. Rent is high, mortgages are high, to build a house is expensive. I'm glad I'm not starting out now. Holy crap.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Crazy. Okay, go ahead, David.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so on to the other topic, the difference between Democrats and Republicans. What do Republicans do better than Democrats? It's surely not a death penalty because here on one end, they're pro-life. Pro-death penalty as well. If those two things don't cancel out each other, I don't know what will. A large majority in the Republican Party support the death penalty. Unlike Democrats, the support opposing the death penalty, but some in Democratic Party support death penalty, the Blue Dog Democrats from southern states again. You know, so there's a contradiction there in the Republican Party. Governor DeSantis last month signed this bill ending a unanimous decision, juror requirement decision in death penalty sentencing. And he had a private ceremony, not in front of the media or anything. And, you know, places like Pennsylvania want to eliminate their death penalty. You know, so again, red state versus blue state, it depends on who the governor is, who the state legislature is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your thoughts on the death penalty, Lori?
You know, the death penalty for me is, I'm not for the death penalty. I don't know. I feel if someone is sentenced to life in prison, that is, it really is. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it is a death penalty, you know, life in prison. I've never really given it a whole lot of thought, and I can't say. I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure I'm against the death penalty when I think about it.
Especially because of the court system. How many people have they found on the death row or life sentences that were innocent?
Yeah.
42 people.
How many served 15, 20 years, and they found out, it wasn't them after all. It was a black guy, so why not just stick him in prison, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or put him on death row.
According to the statistics.
That's the thing.
According to statistics, 42 people in recent years have been put on death row and executed, but later on exonerated by DNA evidence and other evidence that came out that they didn't do the crime.
Wow.
You know, you know, the death penalty to me, I'm against the death penalty, but for treason, there should be the death penalty. Look what Donald Trump has done. That's treasonous.
Yeah.
He should have been put to death.
Firing
squad too good for him. Put him in the electric chair.
Fried
orange head it is.
Crazy. And even the whole judicial system, because, you know, for a minor violation, you know, say a drunk driving or something, I mean, you got to, without an accident and stuff, they have bail that is so high that they can't get out of jail. They lose their job. They, you know, they're stuck in there. And then they got all these fines and everything for minor offenses. That's got to stop, because, you know, if you got money, you get out. If you don't have money, you're screwed, right? And that's not right.
Exactly.
I can see the death penalty when they caught that guy in Vegas that shot 500 people, didn't he shoot and wounded and killed a whole bunch from the top? If you caught the guy with the gun that's mowing down people, I would think death penalty would be a good thing, because there's no doubt about it.
Somebody like Timothy McVeigh, for example.
Mass shooters that are going around, if they catch them, if they didn't shoot them on the spot, then they need to put a, you know, death penalty, because they have no doubt about it.
I would say that about, you know, the death penalty in those cases. But like they, you know, like like you brought up, saying that, you know, maybe they're, they find out afterwards that they were innocent, you know. That's why I'm not for the death penalty, that's for sure. I just, I think about it. But for some people, yes. Like some current people that we have around right now.
Donald Trump, he committed treason. You know, but whatever, with January 6th and other things. So onto taxes, a stance on taxes. Republicans favor a flat tax, you know, regardless of the person's income, and generally oppose to raising taxes no matter what, under no conditions. And taxes build roads refurbish, bridges, infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Democrats, they're sent in taxes that believe in a progressive high, progressive tax, where high-income earners should be taxed at a higher rate. That's what Eisenhower did in 1952, 1953, and that is why we have infrastructure now, because I paid something like 70%, and that helped with the infrastructure building of America and brought America in the 20th century after World War II. There was no quarrel there when Ike did it, so why is there a quarrel
Didn't
now when
Clinton
Biden
do it too, and he came out with a surplus?
He yes, he did, and Republicans opposed it.
Because everybody had to pay their due, and there was no loopholes. That's what's good about a flat tax, is because if and or but, you got to pay a certain percentage. No matter how much, it's the same amount for you. I mean, after, you know, you don't want poverty people to pay that, but the rich ones, if they have a flat tax and they have no loopholes to, you know, get out of it.
Now, I'm totally against a flat tax because rich people, you know, it not going to affect them in any way. But person making that minimum wage, it's going to kill them. It's going to put them in the grave.
Yeah,
you know,
I
that's too much,
it's going
to
be at least half a million or 400,000 or something above that flat tax. I'm saying the poor people don't have to pay taxes, but the rich ones,
yes.
Was
there
one of the other brainstorms or the brainy ideas that everybody would pay 38 cents in sales tax?
Oh, God.
Yes,
what a moron.
That's what Republicans
No, I mean,
want
well, you want to be put in the poorhouse? All you'd have to do is go grocery shopping once.
Exactly.
Yep. How in the hell could you pay for your rent or your house payment?
Oh, they haven't gotten a tax off a woman's monthly tampons either, have they, and pads?
Nope.
They still have to pay taxes on that, and you got to have them.
Yeah.
I thought they eliminated that one.
I don't know.
Nope.
I don't use it anymore, so I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
I think they eliminated that one in Michigan.
In Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
But not all over?
Michigan.
Okay, let's go on.
So we just learned something.
How about the stance on the next item is the stance on government regulation. The Democrats feel that government regulations are needed to protect consumers, and of course the Republicans, government regulations hinder free market capitalism and job growth. I don't think so, but government regulations, I mean,
the reason why regulation is important, regulation is important, because things like what happened in Ohio, the rails, where the rail, the train fell off, and the toxin fumes going up in the air and an explosion, and polluting the water and everything, you know, and making people sick and dying of cancer. For example, in Florida, where a good friend of mine, Kelvin Haynes, lives, do you know back in the 1970s that the Koch brothers, the Koch Industries, dumped plutonium on a hill where, you know, kids and their parents used to play and everything. And they knew what was going on. It was a poor neighborhood and everything. And they didn't tell the people what was going on. And then suddenly these people, it was in Lauderhill, and, you know, now the people suffering to this day where people are dropping dead of cancer. They'll be 20, 30 years old. And animals and everything, you know, you're afraid to drink the water because you don't know how contaminated or polluted it is. And, you know, the Koch brothers, the Koch industry, want to settle for every family in that community, $10,000 each. And the family's saying no, because you know fully bloody well what was going on. You dump plutonium in that place. It affects our water, our air that we breathe. It just messed up everything, the ecosystem. And our family members and our animals, our pets are dying. And you want to give each family $10,000 each. What can $10,000 do in this day and age?
Nothing. That's more
you
than
know?
1 month's worth of cancer drugs. I have a friend that's a stage 4 cancer. She spends $10,000 a month on cancer drugs. So what the hell will that do? Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Nothing. you know. And you know who that should really regulate? Wall Street.
For sure.
But that will never happen. That will never happen.
No.
And that's sad, really.
And too many businesses. I mean, the Detroit River, you could walk on it with all the pollution that they dump. And those old factories and stuff, they were leaking all over. You saw orange and green crud on the side of the road because it was from dumping crap. You know, don't have any regulation, not enough to protect the people. And, you know, what's her name? Up in the UP, you know, with the water and crisis and everywhere. I mean, the water sucks. They got PFAS everywhere. They dump it, and it's in the water. Mm-hmm. It's at the near the military base in Gaylord. Grayling, and it's in the wells. It seeps in everything.
Yeah. The next thing is healthcare policy. The next thing is healthcare policy. Democrats support universal healthcare, strongly support government involvement in healthcare, including Medicare and Medicaid, and general support the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, compared to Republicans who private companies can provide health care services more efficiently than government-run programs that oppose Affordable Care Act or Obamacare provisions like requirements in individuals to buy health insurance or pay a fine, and two, require coverage of contraceptives. So, you know, Republicans believe in this privatized industry where, you know, they make money. These private companies make money. You know, they don't want to privatize everything with no regulations. That's nonsense, because the whole of Europe basically have regulations and they have free health care for their citizens and everything. Why is America the only country in the Western world that have privatized medicine? I would claim to be
one
of the best.
We are,
you know,
number 25 on the medical, you know, health care list, you know. People die more here than other countries that don't. The citizens pay in off, out of their paychecks like we do for Social Security. They get Medicare. They do the same. But they're covered for life. And here we're screwed for life.
Yeah, because, you know, when you say we're screwed for life, a person and a family can go bankrupt with medical bills. You know, your friend who's suffering from cancer, $10,000 a month in cancer drugs and everything. That's insane.
Lucky.
In Europe, you get that stuff free.
And I just read that there's a shortage of cancer drugs right now. A bunch of different drugs are in short supply. Why?
That makes no sense. I know. I heard that as well.
Yeah. They want to push up the prices.
I keep on going off on the insulin that costs $13 a vial, and they're charging $350 to $450 for the insulin here in the United States, when all the other countries that they ship it to, Lilly, and they ship it to Europe and they ship it to Canada for $40. That's baloney. And another thing I get pissed off at. That these hospitals are making tons of money now. They're short staffed and everything, and they went through hell, right? You know, but the CEO of a nonprofit hospital shouldn't be making $10 million a year. Do you think?
Nope.
No.
See, that's the problem. The nonprofit hospitals, they are making profit, and by changing them from nonprofit to profit, is where the healthcare is suffering. Because the bottom line is money. Now, in a nonprofit hospital, somebody can come in off the street with something strange, and they will take care of it, and they will try to cure it, and they may find a cure for it. In a profit hospital, you're just shit out of luck. You go home and die. We better start thinking about making these hospitals back to nonprofit. The same thing with insurance. Insurance used to be good to have. It was reasonable, and they covered things. But when they made it profit, that's when we all got screwed. And we don't have universal health care, so we got to take care of what we've got right now. And I think that we got to look into that. Insurance companies better go back to nonprofit.
And they don't tell you how much things cost, like how much an MRI is going to cost you, how much a CAT scan. But if you shop around, every freaking hospital's got a different price. It's the same goddamn machine and the same technician. Why are they charging thousands of dollars difference?
I'll tell you another one that pisses me off, and that's your dentist industry. Why in the hell does it cost for a dental implant $7,000? I know. I'm paying it.
Yeah.
$7,000.
Yeah, and there's no insurance for that. Who's got dental
screws
insurance?
In my
Nobody.
Mouth? $7,000? And then the damn dentist tells me he's a scientist and there's no such thing as climate change.
Are you serious?
Oh,
yeah, I'm serious.
I went to this specialist, the gum guy, you know, they sent me for a biopsy. And then I asked him, because he does implants, and I said, how much would it cost? Because my kid's got dentures. He had them all pulled, but he can't afford to put implants, you know, the ones where you put four in and then you snap in your false teeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, oh, it's expensive. It's between $50,000 and
$65,000.
Uh-huh. Are you shitting me?
Well, like I said, my dad
said that when he got his, he could have gone around the world on a cruise ship cheaper than it cost him to get his teeth hooked up.
I've had two of them done this year. I'm still paying on them. $7,000 for each one.
It's
crazy.
Ridiculous. There's no reason for it.
No, there isn't. And I shopped around. There wasn't a nickel's difference. I got another thing that pisses me off. Blue Cross Blue Shield covers what they call maintenance care, that you get your teeth cleaned, you can get your x-rays at least twice a year. They'll cover that. Try to find a dentist that will accept it.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a racket.
Yeah,
it's a racket. All of them are. They're just out to get the people.
Being able to chew your food properly is just as much good health as anything else that you do in your life. And the people in the United States walk around with bad teeth for that reason.
Well, yeah.
Because they can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. We just have over 10 minutes left. This is Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. The topic, Season 5, Episode 4, Republicans Do Blank Better Than Democrats, fill in the blanks. We're going through different things that affect in America today, like healthcare, government regulations, stance on taxes, the death penalty, stance on abortion, gay marriage and LGBTQ rights, stance on military issues, social services, and economic ideas. So the next one I want to focus on, we'll have a little bit over 10 minutes left, is immigration. Republicans are generally against amnesty to any undocumented immigrant. They also oppose President Obama's executive order that put a memorandum on deporting certain workers. Republicans also fund stronger enforcement actions on the border compared to Democrats, who there's a greater overall support in the Democratic Party for a memorandum on deporting or offering a pathway to citizenship to certain undocumented immigrants. For example, those with no criminal records who have been in the United States for 5 years or longer. So, you know, a majority of these immigrants, undocumented immigrants, I don't want to call them illegal aliens, because nobody in the world is illegal, these undocumented immigrants, you know, that come from Central America, from the Caribbean, from wherever. And, you know, what caused people to come here, a good example in Central America and Latin America, is because during the 1970s and the height of the Cold War, what the United States did was use CIA to go into these countries and install their puppet governments. For example, Chile, Allende, he was a democratic socialist. They murdered him and put in, Pinochet, which was far worse. What Pinochet did was bring his opponents 30,000 feet up in the air without parachutes, throwing them out, you know, and the chose turned a blind eye to Pinochet. And because Pinochet was their boy, their blue-eyed boy who can do no wrong, because he was against communism and what have you, you know. And so, you know, we these drug people getting bigger and bigger, and Pinochet is now dead, and it's just chaos reigning in a country like that now. And so these people are running away from the Pinochet-type people who have a stranglehold on power. And, you know, they want a new free life where they could start over, start fresh, you know, and have a life with their kids and their grandkids and what have you. But because they're not white, you know, they're mostly brown people or black people for Haiti, for example. Why is it that a Haitian come on a boat, they send them right back to Bay, but when a Cuban come, wet foot, dry foot policy in Florida, where, you know, within a week, they can get health care, Medicare, Medicaid, they can get a voucher for getting money for food stamps and what have you. Why is that a thing, you know? It's just, the system is just messed up and jacked up. Why? Because Cubans predominantly vote for Republicans because of the whole Cuban Missile Crisis thing from then till now. And they're so anti-Castro and everything. Castro's died and gone at 99 years old. And, you know, it's like the Republicans use Cubans to say, hey, you know, Democrats are socialists, they're communists, they're fascists. And it scared those Cuban people to think, yeah, Republicans helped us. Let's believe them and say, yeah, Democrats, all Democrats hate, you know, free markets and what have you. Go ahead.
I was wondering why they don't do it like they did when my grandparents came. You filed papers and you had to have a relative or someone that sponsored you. But you can come into the country. And they had quotas, so many from Ireland, so many from Italy, so many from whatever every year. And at least you knew when you're on that trip, you were getting in and your friend was going to find you a job and a place to live or a relative. It was, you didn't see people risking their lives to go through jungles and everything and getting turned away when they get here, or all this bullshit with the green cards and everything. Everything was done ahead of time. You knew what you were getting into, and you were going to have an entry into this country. Why can't they go back to that? You know, we need them. They do jobs that the American whiteys don't want to do anymore, you know.
Right.
And we have to have them, not to mention there's people with education and everything that still can't get in. It's just all screwed up.
We need comprehensive immigration reform badly. George Bush tried it and his own Republicans, even though it was Reagan was for it. And Bush was for it. They were against it. Why? Because of back then it was like the Tea Party having all the say, and the rich people, the 1%ers, you know. Let's just face it. Call a spade a spade. If you're white, you're right. If you're brown or black, then get the hell out of America. That's the Republican stance.
And who's
going
to do all the jobs that white people don't want to do? Pick fruit, cut grass, build the houses. Do all that other stuff. And they need brain power, too. You know, they need the scientists and stuff like that, the doctors, the nurses from other countries. We don't have enough here. Nobody can afford to go to frickin' medical school anymore. So if we don't get these people in a orderly, fair way, it's nuts. It's not right. You make those poor people suffer. They try their damnedest. They have those people that steal their money. Oh, I'll get you in. Give me all your money. And then they come here with nothing. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop. There's got to be a fair way to do it.
Yeah, and they risk their lives as well. You know, you know, they risk their lives to come here, you know, and then when they get here, you know, they're put on a bus and treated poorly. And not told where they're going.
They took their kids away.
It's horrendous. Yes. Remember when Trump locked those kids in? People have forgotten that already.
I know.
They forgot.
And they only found 600 or 700 kids matched them up with the parents. There were thousands that were taken away.
Yeah. I mean, that was horrendous. That was appalling. I couldn't believe that. So, yes, I mean, it's inhumane. And
exactly.
And for amnesty, they're coming here, like David said, to try to have a better life. you know, for their family. And they do, they will give society, they'll give back to society.
Well, yeah, they work their asses off. They want to work. They want to find a place. They want a better life. They're not here to get welfare. They want a life. It's ridiculous.
You know, live on welfare. I mean, honestly, you in this country, how can you? You know, it's not a possibility. Everything is so expensive. So, yes.
Yeah.
You know, in Florida, to find out shortly.
I just saw on the news, you know, where they give you SNAP, you know, where you get food stamps or whatever allowance.
Yeah.
You know how much they give you? $6 a day.
Wow. See, I don't know. Wow.
I didn't know it was that little. It's $6
nothing.
A day.
What's $6?
You can't even go to McDonald's for $6. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Right. You know, they're not allowed that, according to the Republicans, the MAGA people. How dare they buy a McDonald's? They got to go to the dumpster, according to the MAGAs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and then they're talking about, you know, our poor people here. Don't give them SNAP. Don't give them health insurance or anything, you know. Heaven forbid. But, you can give all the money you want to the corporations, you know, and the rich people. I mean, it's the 1920s all over again.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Getting booted off.
So,
what's that noise?
Yes, ma'am. All right, the outro music. We'll have a few minutes left. I want to thank Elaine. I want to thank Khalil in Virginia. And we want to thank Sousa for calling in. The North Carolina and Nebraska calls. Sorry that we didn't get to you and everything. It's either you got cold feet or couldn't wait any longer and holding. We apologize about that. But we'll be back next Sunday and Monday, same time, same place, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. On Blog Talk Radio. This has been Kitchen Politics from May 22nd, 2023. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan. Everyone have a good evening. Good night, ladies. Talk
good night.
To you soon.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye now.
My lover's got no money, he's got his tongue to lead. My lover's got no power, he's got his tongue to lead. My lover's got no pain, he's got his tongue to lead. My lover's got no money, he's got his tongue to lead. One more and more, people just want more and more freedom and love. One more and more, people just want more and more freedom and love. What you're looking for, free from desire. Mind and senses purified, free from desire. Mind and senses purified, free from desire. Mind and senses purified, free from desire. Thank you. I'm